Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We all enjoy a little mystery. Every other week, one strange thing presents forgotten stories from America's newspaper archives. They all have something in common, a single element that can't quite be explained. Join us on One Strange Thing, and you'll hear about a man who was literally stricken with genius. A 21st century child who remembered piloting a World War II bomber. A mysterious, unidentifiable blob in Texas. And then there was the lizard man stalking through small-town South Carolina. From cryptids and disappearances to modern-day miracles, One Strange Thing brings you stories that are very real and just a little otherworldly. Subscribe now, wherever you listen.
Welcome to Twisted News, where you always hear about the strange things happening in our world today. I'm Andrew Fitzgerald, and thanks for tuning in. For today's episode, I'm going to tackle two cases that involve the cover-ups and concealing of the truth. The first is about the serial murders allegedly committed by a hospital staffer named Jennifer Hall. And the other is an interesting look at a Russian island that apparently vanished off the face of Google Earth. If you're new here or an avid listener of our podcast, then please make sure you also check out our Scary Mysteries YouTube channel. All these episodes you're listening to right now are available over there with amazing visuals. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell when you get over there. Now, get ready for Scary Mysteries, Twisted News. Number 1. Serial Killer Jennifer Hall. Healthcare workers are people who we trust our lives with. In clinics and hospitals, patients rely on doctors, nurses, and other medical staff to provide them with the best care they need to recover from their ailments. However, having a medical license and the knowledge with regard to human anatomy and cures doesn't always guarantee the patient's safety, especially if the professional caring for you in their scrubs is actually a serial killer. In May of 2002, while being confined at the Hendrick Medical Center in Chillicothe, Missouri, 75-year-old Fern Franco went into cardiac arrest, or as hospitals call it, cold blue. Apparently, her emergency was only one of the 18 code blues that hospital had in the past 6 months, which was highly alarming. In the past, it was reported that they never had more than one code blue in a single year. And what's worse was that half the patients who had cardiac emergencies ended up dying. Sadly, Fern was one of those 9 patients and was actually the last one to have died under suspicious circumstances. But after that month, the number of code blue cases then dramatically decreased, which made the hospital staff think those emergencies could have been deliberately done by somebody. They figured a colleague or former colleague must have been the culprit in these fatal medical emergencies. Incidentally, the time that these code blue cases started to alarmingly increase was also the same period a respiratory therapist was working at the hospital. Jennifer Hall, then just 21 years old, was employed by the Hendrick Medical Center from December 16, 2001 through May 18, 2002. When Fern went into cardiac arrest and stopped breathing, a nurse urgently came into the room to immediately attend to her. But what didn't escape her was that Jennifer was actually near the patient's room when Fern coded blue. Jennifer also suspiciously went in with the nurse when the latter rushed to Fern's aid. This observation by the nurse would eventually become useful information, especially for Fern's and other victims' families and the hospital. Apparently, this odd incident didn't only happen during Fern's code blue incident, and it was discovered that somehow Jennifer was always present every time a patient underwent cardiac arrest, with either her being near the patient's room or she herself would notify the nurses of the emergency that was occurring. It would have been more acceptable if Jennifer were a nurse doing her rounds, but because she wasn't, her being present in all those cases became a huge red flag to the other hospital employees. It was then later revealed that in 2001, Jennifer was convicted for setting fire at her previous place of employment at Cass Medical Center, located in Harrisonville, Missouri. She was in prison for a year, but was later released as the conviction was vacated due to an appeal regarding her having ineffective counsel during her trial. At the second trial, she was then acquitted. When an investigation was done into Fern's death, it was discovered that she had lethal doses of succinylcholine and morphine. Succinylcholine causes the respiratory muscles to relax, while morphine is used to treat the pain. And both of these drugs were not included in the medications authorized by doctors to ever be given to her. But recently, it was only on May 4th, 2022, when an arrest warrant was released finally for Jennifer. And on May 12th, almost a week before the 20th death anniversary of Fern, the suspected serial killer, Jennifer Hall, was finally arrested. Despite the circumstances, Jennifer insisted that she was innocent and not at all involved in those deaths and cardiac emergencies. It's a disturbing thing to know that a person like Jennifer, who vulnerable people like Fern would trust with their lives, is capable of doing something so horrific while wearing a uniform that's universally known as someone who works to preserve one's health and life. Number 2, Russian Island Vanishes. A long time ago, map making was an extremely tedious task. Cartographers would board ships and join voyages that explored lands around the globe. They would travel for months, even years, just to be able to map out the land and the surrounding bodies of water so that they could accurately put them on paper. Nowadays, surveyors use advanced technology to map out the Earth, which is usually uploaded and updated frequently and sometimes even in real time. But despite the advancements in technology and the scope of lands and islands discovered over the centuries, there are still places in this world that remain mysteriously unknown to many. Recently, there's been a buzz about an island that has gone missing from Google Maps completely. It was the Jeannette Island that was within the territory of Russia. Not too long ago, the maps showed the island similar to how the other islands and continents are shown on the platform. But in August of 2021, Google had blocked out the island, as if banning it from the platform entirely. In May of 2022, the island remained concealed, now replaced with a black smudge when the map was viewed in satellite mode. Jeannette Island was discovered in 1881 by American naval officer George DeLong and his crew after drifting in the water for about 20 months. They were aboard the USS Jeannette. After taking shelter on the island, DeLong claimed it under the U.S. territory, naming it Jeannette Island. However, Russia declared the island as part of the territories of the Russian Federation under the Imperial Russian Arctic Ocean Hydrographic Expedition of 1910 through 1915. The U.S. government never contested this declaration. Now, the Sakha Republic-owned island, which is part of the Russian Federation, has gone missing from Google Maps, which didn't exactly go unnoticed. Many speculations have been going around the internet regarding this matter that attempted to explain the possible reasons as to why it vanished from the interactive virtual globe. And, as if to make this more mysterious than it already was, Google hasn't released any statement regarding this matter. Some speculated that the mysterious island was actually being used as a secret military base by the Russian government. Google has been known to block out locations on Google Maps which are identified as military bases. Some of these include French and German air bases and Russian missile silos. Even wilder, though, were the speculations that involved extraterrestrial beings either being kept on the island or inhabiting the island. However, another speculation was not as mysterious. Rather, it was technical, with the blurring or blacking out of Jeannette Island being the possible result of a programming error. According to the open-source social media investigative website Bellingcat, the vanished island was most likely a result of the satellite imaging program error, where the data was actually lost instead of being transferred on the receiving end. This then resulted in the island being replaced with a tiny black shape or sometimes even other random shapes and colors. In addition to that, they also wrote that Jeannette Island, although it vanished on the maps, was actually open for exploration. One person claimed to have visited the island back in 2011, even sharing photos on his social media. He noted that it didn't seem like a base for aliens or the military. Another more recent expedition also included the island in a French documentary. And in all of their images, the island looked the same. It's 3.3 kilometers squared entirety, covered in thick snow. In other satellite images, like the ones from NASA or the United States Geological Survey, Jeannette Island isn't concealed or blurred out, which backs up the theory that what Google Maps shows is an error. However, the fact that Google Earth is accessible to ordinary people, it can't be helped if more of the users retain the idea that there must be something mysterious concealed on Jeannette Island. Because even if the island is visible on other satellite imagery by other platforms, it still doesn't show what's within or underneath it, which could actually be anything. So there are two of the latest mind-boggling news stories around. If you enjoyed these, then please check out our episodes. And for even more content from us, go check out our podcast called Everytown. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.